Yeah, how about that? Happy birthday, Bruce Willis, one of my favorite actors. Feel bad for Bruce. Obviously, he's had a lot of health problems, going through some rough times over the past couple of years. But one of the great action stars of all time. Love some Bruce Willis. Celebrating birthday number 69 today. That was one of his big hits. He actually had a couple of top 40 hits. That one is a top 10 record. And that's Mavis Staples, by the way, did the original version of Staples Singers. Mavis also sang that theme song from the Christmas Vacation movie with Chevy Chase. So that's her on that song, too. Respect yourself, baby. Welcome to Tuesday, March the 19th, 2024. The Big Show now on the air everywhere. It's Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on 107.1 and 99.7 FM. On the Boss app or 107.1theboss.com. Whole crew ready to rock and roll today. Rochelle, scrolling through Facebook Marketplace this morning. We're working on selling off some furniture. Because as I mentioned yesterday, we have to do another move in a couple of months. Well, I don't want to have to, but...
Yeah, you're choosing because you don't want to pay the extra money.
Right. That's correct. Right. Out of the principle of the deal.
I mean, it's not, it's not like a 2% raise. I mean, my goodness.
It's crazy. It's a lot.
22%.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Not two, 22, yeah.
It's crazy.
We've got a little success with the kids' bunk bed, and they've really gotten too big for a bunk bed anyway.
Yeah.
So the bunk bed has been sold, but I love this. You're telling me a lot of people have been asking, now, is it possible to have it assembled when I pick it up? No, it's not possible to put a bunk bed through a doorway.
Well, right. They asked, I had someone ask if I said, well, yes, it's still available, but I still have to disassemble, what is the word?
Disassemble.
Disassemble.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
We need coffee this morning, both of us. Disassemble the bed. I have all the instructions. I have all the nuts and bolts and everything that you'll need, but I need to take it apart before you can come get it. And the lady says, actually, would you mind if you just leave it together? I think that'll be easier that I don't have to put it back together.
I mean, unless she thought it was out in a garage or something.
No, I mean,
I don't know how you would think.
I said, no, you can't. You can't just move the whole bunk bed.
That's right.
How are you going to get that home? You're going to just put that in your truck?
Your backup. Yeah, pickup truck.
No.
I don't think it would fit in the back of a pickup truck.
No, because the bottom is a full-size bed and the top is a twin. So it's a bigger bunk bed. And I did tell her that. And she was like, oh, well, I think that might be really difficult to put back together. And
yeah, the answer is correct.
It is. That's part of the reason I'm getting rid of it. But it's not going to fit through the door frames. It's not going to fit down the stairs. It's not going to fit in your car. You have to take it apart. And she was like, oh, well, then forget it then. I said, okay.
But here's the good news. Here's the happy ending of this story. We apparently, and I don't know any of these things, but I'm told we paid $175 for it a number of years ago when we bought it, and we just sold it. We paid $150.
$150.
We sold it for $175.
That's correct.
Well, there you go.
Look at that. A profit on a used bed. I like it. It was used when we bought it too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I bought it from Market. But I mean, it's a metal framed bunk bed. I'm not going to buy that new if I don't have to. Yeah. So I bought it used on Marketplace and I sold it for more than I
Look at that's capitalism at work right
that's
there.
Right.
I like that.
That's right.
Make it a profit.
Well, I put it up there for $175 expecting people to offer lower than that, hoping I'd get what I paid for just a little bit less, but I got full offers from several people. I was like, sure, I should have put it up for more, dang it.
That's inflation right there.
I was going to say, did you factor in inflation in that profit?
I didn't, and that's okay. That's okay. I mean, some other kids can use it, get some good use out of it.
Could have hosed them for $250. Never mind $175,
I was going to say, $175. That sounds a little light to me.
Again, I only paid $150 for it, so it wasn't... Yeah. I just, the kids don't want it anymore. They want their own space.
I just want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm looking to screw my neighbors, what I'm looking to do.
It is a pain in the butt to put back together. So, it's a pain. I have all the instructions, but it's a pain in the butt.
You should have seen me trying to help you put it together the first time. I got a big bruise.
That's counterproductive.
Always horrible.
I did the entire thing by myself.
No, you didn't. I helped you the first time, and I got a big bruise on my arm because you dropped the thing on me.
Except for the final piece, which I'm essentially standing on the bottom bunk with no mattress on it and holding up the top bunk, holding it up. The whole thing, because there's like one piece they have to put together that holds it up. And I just said, I cannot do this by myself.
You're going to jimmy that little thing in the hole. It's hard to do.
It was really hard. And I just couldn't do it by myself. So I just asked him to hold it while I was screwing it in.
All banged up.
And it moved and he got a bruise and I'll never hear the end of it.
Should have charged $250. Now I'm upset about the whole thing now that we've talked it out. Welcome to the first day of spring, which seems a little weird. I didn't realize. I thought spring was hard set, the spring solstice, on March the 21st. But
that's
it is not.
Too.
The vernal equinox can happen between the 19th and the 21st, and this year it happens to be the 19th. So today is the equinox, the solstice, the whole deal. And that means it's free cone day, baby, over at Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah.
So that's some good news. Stop over there and pick up your little cone of free soft-serve Dairy Queen ice cream.
Wow.
Yep. Hit up a couple different Dairy Queens if you'd like.
2 days early. Sure. So come on. Happy first day of spring. Doesn't feel like it, though, that's for sure.
No, it's cold out there. It's chilly this morning.
And a big Tuesday show ready to go. We'll do the world-famous animal stories. Stories trending about our furry little friends. And the rest of the animal kingdom.
Yes.
It's on the way about 6:45. Ross will check in via satellite with the horrible scopes. We'll do the Fast Five, the birthday file. We'll do mom confessions. 7:10 this morning. Going to play radio match game. Try to make a super match for your chance to win tickets. Go see your Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, John Fogerty, PNC Bank Arts Center, on June the 15th. We'll do He Said.
He Said.
That happens at 7:50, as it does most mornings, too. Right now, here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye, now playing your CBB, your Community Bulletin Board, your CBUB. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, always putting on fun events. We share them right here. If you have one, if you'd like to be included, no problemo, baby. Send it in on the Text Connect, on the Facebook, or 1071theboss.com. You can always get a complete list of events, see where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour, or your favorite personalities anytime.
And the Community Bulletin Board is powered by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Schedule your first visit today. Call 1-800-267-GOAL and visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com to see all the success stories.
And a couple of concerts to mention to you. Boss Roadie's going to be out at the State Theater for Adam Ant on April the 3rd. Show info on that one should be up at 1071theboss.com. And last week we announced our big show at the Basie, Robbie and Rochelle's big show at the Basie with Gin Blossoms, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Vertical Horizon. That's going to happen on August the 20th. The show info on that one, too, if you want to buy some tickets, 1071theboss.com. We'll have more, including VIP passes coming very soon as well. But all of that's up on the Boss website. Marlboro Township doing a scrambled extravaganza. Saturday from 1 to 3, the Municipal Turf Field. Kids 2 to 10 can enjoy a free egg hunt for Easter.
Oh, that's fun.
Careful saying that five times fast. Petting zoo, inflatables, and special photo ops. Bring your own basket or bag, marlboro-nj.gov, for all the info. I'm a little worried that it's a scrambled extravaganza, though. It feels like you're stomping on the eggs. You're supposed to return them unscathed, are you not?
I think it means you're scrambling to get an egg.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Okay. No, makes sense. Just worried the kids are stomping on the eggs out there.
Not scrambled eggs, but scrambled to get the eggs.
Tuckerton Farmers Market. Tuckerton.
Tuckerton.
Tuckerton. This Friday from 10 to 2, the Union Market Gallery on West Main Street. That's a cute little downtown,
it
by
is,
the way.
Yes.
And sometimes people from Monmouth County never venture more than 5 miles from home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice little downtown. Then Tuckerton. Tuckerton. Dozens of local vendors, handmade goods, homegrown plants, baked goods, and more. Maybe some special brownies. I don't know. The Union Market and Gallery.com. For more, that's The Union Market and Gallery.com. And keep Port. Still got one more St. Patrick's Day parade to do, and that'll be this Saturday. It's rain or shine, 1 o'clock, right on Perry and Main Streets. And after the parade, you head on down to the mini park, a beautiful waterfront there.
Yes, so
for
pretty.
For the second annual Battle of the Pipe Bands.
Oh, that's fun.
A lot of men in kilts. Keep Port St. Patrick's Day Parade on Facebook. Just search them for all the details. There's supposed to be a little wet weather, so we'll keep our fingers crossed that it's all out of here, I guess Friday night into Saturday. Out of here by kickoff at 1 o'clock there in downtown Key Port. There you are, a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, your community bulletin board. I have a admission for you. I have a new obsession.
Yeah.
And that is the game of Uno, the card game Uno.
So random and ridiculous.
Let me rephrase that. I don't know if I'm actually obsessed with the game. The game is fine. What's bothering me is that I am somewhat of a Uno novice. I think I might have played once before with you and the kids, and I was familiar with Uno, but I had never played it before. But the kids like it, and you're playing, and they say, oh, come on, Robbie, you play. So I played, and it was fine. And then there's been some times where you guys will play, and I didn't participate. But for whatever reason, the other night, I see the box of cards sitting there, and you say, you want to play a little game of cards? I said, sure. Turn off the TV. Let's play a card game.
Yeah.
Well, I lost five games in a row. Five games in a row. And as I say, I am a bit of a novice, so sure, there's a learning curve.
Yeah.
And you were nice enough to review the rules with me.
Mm-hmm.
But still, five losses in a row. So now every day, we've been playing at least one game. And it's not
every
so much that I'm...
day.
Not so much that I really enjoy playing Uno all that much. It's that I just feel as though there's got to be... Today has to be a day where I can win at least one hand of Uno.
Uh-huh.
Because I've lost now eight in a row.
Uh-huh.
and I understand there's some strategy to it, but some of it's just luck of the cards. So simply based on an actuarial table. I don't know what the word I'm looking for. Actuarial.
You can do this.
I can't even get the word out. Never mind win a game of Uno. Actuarial tables. There's the word.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on the luck of the draw, I should be able to win at least one hand of Uno. But so far, no luck. So every day I try. You know, we're just sitting on the couch yesterday. Rochelle's scrolling on her computer, and I said, you know, play some Uno. You go, do you really want to play? No, I don't want to play. I just want to keep going until I win.
This is getting out of hand, though.
Game of Uno.
I mean, I could just let you win.
No,
I
don't
suppose.
Want. No. Please don't
but
do
I'm
that.
Not, but I, no, I'm not that person. I won't even do that with the kids. I mean, even when Grayson was itty bitty and Lola, I don't let them win. I'm not that type of person.
No, I don't want you to let me win. That's the whole point. And again, even if I'm lousy at it, and even if you're a master strategist when it comes to Uno, a master conniver, I still feel as though, just based on the probability, I should be able to win at least one round. And so far, we're almost in double-digit losses here.
It's getting to the point, though, where Uno used to be fun. And now, because it's like a chore you're making me do every day, I have to play a game of Uno with you. And this is just getting a little bit out of hand.
Let me ask you a question. What are you doing after lunch today?
I'm assuming I'm playing Uno.
You're goddamn right you are.
When the wife heads out of town and there's no one else around, well, I open the lotion and I start the motion. I'm playing with myself. When I have the chance, I reach into my pants. I'm playing with myself. I got a tingle in my bone, so I quick pick up the phone. While I'm dialing the number, I'm oiling the lumber. I'm playing with myself. Well, the chick's a little teaser, so I charge it to my Visa. And I lay on the couch and tug at my pouch. I'm playing with myself. I'm playing with myself. Oh, I'm playing with myself. When I have the chance, I reach into my pants. When I have the chance, I reach into my pants. When I have the chance, I reach into my pants.
Honey, I'm home.
Let's go.
Just not necessary, though. I mean, you...
No, it is.
You will win.
It is necessary. Well, you say that, but yet it hasn't happened, and we've played almost a dozen games. So something is awry, and I don't know what it is. I feel like maybe, I mean, I let you cut the cards. Maybe you're rigging it. Maybe we need an independent third party. That might be
Why don't you deal? Because I have to deal every single time.
So what do you deal about that?
I do deal every single time.
You deal with me finally winning.
Why don't you just play with Grayson?
No, because he's worse than you when it comes to winning. And then even if
that's
he doesn't
true.
Win, he's still like, I won, right?
That's
like,
true.
Fine.
I
have to let the kid feel good about himself. Nobody's worried about me. Believe
okay.
me. Or via celebrity, or rather via... I quit. I'm out. That's it. Just not happening for today. I'll be back in a few.
We could do this. Take a breath. Are you pouting?
Yep.
You're pouting.
I'm on strike.
It's okay. Maybe you take a sip of your tea and try again.
I don't even know what we're doing right now. What is happening?
We're going to do the horrible scopes.
Oh, all right. Wasn't there a celebrity something? No, we have no celebrity hotline today, I'm told.
I don't think so.
We're going over via satellite.
Yes.
Going over via satellite to Ross's house for a look ahead at the week with your Tuesday horrible scopes. Good morning, Ross.
Aries, the sun enters your sign today, and it'll spend the coming month shining a spotlight on your personal needs and plans. Others notice you more than usual, and until April 19th, you're in good shape to renew your personal goals and consider ways to improve your life.
Fine.
Taurus, you begin a month-long cycle today that's best used for emotional renewal, tying up loose ends, and laying low. You're gathering your strength for busier times, reflecting upon recent events and shedding attitudes and situations that have run their natural course.
Shedding what?
Gemini, the sun heads into your friendship and dream sector today until April 19th. Mm. It's a time for focusing on plans, projects, and dreams in which satisfaction and fulfillment are the goals. It's a good time to experiment with ideas and explore your interests and tastes. Cancer, the sun moves into your solar 10th house today until April 19th. Mm. In the weeks ahead, your ego and identity more closely tie in with your professional or social standing and your ability to meet your responsibilities. You're more noticeable, accountable, and responsible.
That's what critics are for.
Leo, the sun begins its month-long transit of your spirit sector today, bringing you out of yourself and into the light. You might search for greater meaning and richer experience experiences, and you might do more studying, exploring, and learning in the weeks ahead.
Wow.
Aim to pace yourself.
Yeah.
Virgo, the sun begins its transit of your intimacy sector today until April 19th. This cycle stirs your desire to connect with your more profound emotions. Mm. It also awakens your interest in meaningful and absorbing relationships or projects. Ooh. It's best to take a time out from heavy thinking.
All right.
Libra, the sun moves into your opposite sign today, pointing to a more sociable phase of the year. It's an excellent time to recognize the need for a different perspective on your life, and a project may bloom now, and you're turning a corner looking for new interests or things to do.
Hello.
Scorpio, the sun begins its transit of your solar sixth house today until April 19th. Work, health, habits, and routines are in stronger focus, and you can be especially busy getting your life into better order during this cycle. You might enhance your daily routines or begin new ones.
Exfoliate, maybe.
Sagittarius, the sun begins its month-long transit of the sector of your solar chart that rules your individuality and creative expression. Mm. This is a show-and-tell area of your chart, and until April 19th, it's a time for more fully expressing your talents, abilities, and affections.
More like lack thereof.
Capricorn, the sun begins its month-long transit of your home and family sector today, and it's a good cycle for family activities, home improvement, and boosting your sense of safety, security, and comfort. Hmm. It's also strong for reconnecting with your roots or just inner peace.
Take a look at these.
Aquarius, you're beginning a month-long cycle that emphasizes communications and learning. The weeks ahead are excellent for picking up new skills, learning about the people around you, and caring for everyday affairs. It's a busy, engaged period of the year for you.
Well, that's stressful.
And finally, Pisces. The sun completes its yearly month-long transit of your sign today and moves into your resources sector until April 19th. You're shifting gears, and your focus turns to issues of security and comfort, and activities that remind you of the simple pleasures in life.
Mm.
And those are your Tuesday horoscopes.
I feel like Pisces is not normally last, but then again, I'm never paying full attention, so. So we have nobody, Kermit, on the... No, we have nobody in the celebrity hotline today. I thought for sure we had somebody and we were supposed to go to him, but I'm told no, so.
No, that's okay.
Nobody in the celebrity hotline today.
Not today.
Can we get somebody on the hotline? Okay, fine. See, he just gives me the, I don't know. Why? You didn't ask for that. It's all hostile. He's supposed to have the answers to my questions, isn't he?
Maybe he didn't expect you to ask that question.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's supposed to do, is anticipate my needs and wants.
Ah.
He's supposed to be like a hotel concierge.
Tonight, Oprah Winfrey's new TV special hits ABC. See what happens when Oprah leaves Weight Watchers.
I've eaten everything I love. Tacos, pasta,
potato chips,
fried chicken, french fries, pork chops.
Then decides to leave Ozempic.
Chicken salad,
fried butter,
fried
corny dogs.
I am a staggering 530 pounds, and I am 108 inches all the way around.
Oprah, shame, blame, and the weight loss revolution.
I am enormous.
Tonight.
In Seattle morning, just how chilly it is for the first day of spring. It's almost, almost ironic because it's been so warm the past couple of days, and then spring arrives, and of course...
It's chilly again.
It gets chilly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got to start drinking again. I really do.
Who says that?
Me, because I really haven't been drinking, and I'm telling you, I'm feeling like my brain is in a fog all the time. I just feel, I know this is not the best way to put this, but I just feel so much more clarity when I've been drinking. But then because we're doing these, trying to lose some weight, we're doing these shots, I feel like I'm full all the time, so I really don't want to. And Joe has done it too, and he tells me the same thing. He just didn't feel like drinking anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's got I love that brown liquor. It's got all that sugar in it, but then I just
Why don't you go to like vodka or rum then if you really feel like you need a drink?
I don't know. But you know what it is I feel like it puts, I have that little drink before bed and it would make me sleep well, but it didn't. I would be up and then I'm fresher. So the fact that I'm getting a good night's sleep, I feel foggier.
Is worse?
Yeah. Like this, this was always my, you know, obviously I'm in therapy for the majority of the day, every day, right? And I always was afraid to get on any of those medications to try and, even, because of course I'm strong, right? But I felt like it would make me less sharp. If you get on those things, it kind of calm you down a little bit.
Sure.
And so I've never done any of those kind of things. And I know they work for some people. And if you're on them, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I just never did it for that reason. But I'm telling you, I feel foggier. Like I know how my thoughts are supposed to go. And I just can't get them to roll the way they're supposed to.
Wow.
So I think I need to drink more.
Or, and just hear me
out.
Yeah. Maybe you need to get up a little earlier so, like, your brain has time to start functioning.
Well, I mean, it was working fine before. I don't know what the problem is now. All of a sudden, I got to get up earlier? What is that? That's terrible advice.
It seems healthier than starting to drink again.
Yeah, I mean, it does. You're right. But something's not right because I can't get my brain to work normally the past week or so.
Maybe get to work a little earlier and, you know.
No, I don't see how that would make any difference. What does that have to do with what I'm telling you?
No. I'm just, you know.
And saying. It's not just in the morning. It's all day long. I just feel like I'm not.
Your brain's a little
things
foggy.
Are just not. Yeah, usually I could just call upon things and it just happens. You know, and you know how you think. You know how you can think on your feet. And I just feel like the words are just not there.
See, my brain is never fully active until about 11 o'clock, maybe
noon. Yeah,
noon. Yeah. And then I'm fully there. So the fact that I'm able to even talk right now, I take that as a win. Right. So I think you've always been a morning person.
I am not a morning person.
You are a morning person. You just don't like getting up. You don't like someone telling you what to do or an alarm.
That's not what I'm saying. I feel like I'm just not operating at, like I've lost bit rate or something.
Maybe you need a vacation.
How about that?
Like a real vacation.
Yeah.
Not a 2 days off at your parents or with the kids.
Because going up to see your parents is always a vacation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking just like the weekend off.
Can you help us put the air conditioner in the wall?
Maybe you need an actual break. No Bob emails.
No, I can't go on a vacation.
Yes,
we're too busy. I can't.
Nope, you're allowed to go on a vacation.
We're about to do a move. I can't spend money right now. Can't do it. Because I'm so cheap, it just makes me upset to spend the money on the planes and and all that. I can't do that.
Who says it has to? Go ahead.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. You don't need to fly somewhere.
Right. No. Just need to take some time to breathe.
I'm fine. That's not the issue. I'm not stressed. I just feel like I'm operating slowly because I've changed my eating and drinking schedule is what I'm saying.
I got it, to be honest with you. Yeah. I cannot wait to get to Florida next week.
I'm sure you can't.
I can't wait to get the hell out of here, get on an airplane, have a couple of $12 cocktails at the airport, get on the freaking plane, go down there. United Airlines, by the way, not that stupid. Did you see that thing? I thought it was hilarious. The thing on Facebook where the United pilot couldn't get to a gate because one of the Spirit Airlines jets were blocking the way. And he
really?
And he gets on the intercom and he says, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can't get to the gate because a fake yellow airline is in the way."
Oh, stop it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's funny.
I like that.
Joe, you know how I was complaining yesterday about United Airlines and being scared to sit by the window seat?
Yeah.
I actually got a note, and this is so weird. This is how I know your phone and your email, everything listens to you. I got it 13 hours ago at 5:35 p.m. from Scott Kirby, the CEO of United Airlines.
Not really from him. It's got to be an automated message.
I understand that, but it's just weird that I happened to say that I was nervous to fly anywhere on United Airlines because their flights are...
What does Scott have to say?
He wanted to let me know that he's proud of their team and they're doing everything that they can to keep up their training their safety training, their procedures. They're doing in-person training. They're dedicated to make their resources to their suppliers better. I mean, this whole long message. It's just weird that I got that.
Hey, Scott, you know what you do is promote the guy who's dumping on Spirit. That's pretty good.
Give
that guy a promotion to vice president. That's pretty good. All right, by the way, very quickly... speaking of morning radio programs, I got to do a little shout out to a friend of ours, Jim Kerr, who is celebrating his 50th anniversary.
Yes.
Imagine that. Yeah, round of applause for him.
Amazing.
And by the way, for 3 years of those 50, he was right here at 107.1 doing mornings back in the late 90s. Just a wonderful guy. I said to him, you're part of the very smallest club in show business, which is the universally well-liked and highly respected.
Yeah.
Because there's very few people that have both going on, and he's one
of
them.
Yep.
50
true.
Years of doing a morning radio show in the tri-state area is just...
incredible.
Well, it's incredible. So I got to figure out what it is he's doing to... wake up every day.
He probably takes a vacation every once in a while.
I don't know him to take a lot of time off. That's a guy who just loves it every single day. So anyhow,
he's off a lot. He takes off a lot.
Well, maybe that is the secret. I don't know. Call up
Scott. I don't mean a lot, but I mean he takes his time. Yeah, he takes time. Yeah, he takes his time off. Yeah.
You get vacation days for a reason. Sometimes you just need to reset and recharge.
Yeah, I'll be miserable 10 minutes back. So that's not the problem. But
okay.
Listen, Scott
sitting
Kirby.
On a dock with a cocktail in your hand, just looking out at the bay there and in the Florida Keys.
Yeah,
nothing better than that.
I'd be checking my email.
No, you won't. No, you won't, because you know what? Rochelle will shut it off or take your phone.
Yep.
It's Scott Kirby. Send me someplace, will you? Well, anyway, congratulations to our friend Jim. That's a big deal.
It is.
We've seen the buzz about that team Wagner from Staten Island. They're saying they could be the big surprise for the March Madness this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be exciting.
It was like a couple of years ago with St. Peter's in Jersey City. Just came out of nowhere. And it's kind of nice to have a team from the area just shock everybody and mess up people's brackets.
Yeah, I love when that happens.
By the way, I got a text message here from listener John. He says, you know what you need to perk yourself up, Buttercup? More sex. All right.
Keep that in mind, John.
Sounds like he wants me to have a heart attack. I don't know if he's trying to kill me or what. We are proud to carry on a story tradition in broadcasting. We call this Robbie and Rochelle's World Famous Animal Stories. Stories trending about our furry little friends. Sometimes the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, even the creepy crawlers. We don't discriminate here. All the creatures on God's green earth. These are the world famous animal stories. We start in Florida because, of course, it's always Florida. Florida police officer had to fend off an aggressive turkey during a traffic stop.
Oh, no.
Here's Deputy Carson dealing with the bird.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Get your up to date.
What? Wait a minute, what?
Oh. Huh? Is he interviewing the turkey?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, come on. Back up, back up. Here's your stuff back. I'll be right back, ma'am. Give me a second. I'm getting attacked by a chicken right now.
It's
nope.
Not a chicken.
Not a chicken. Was he quacking? Is that what that was? He's quacking at a turkey and calling it a chicken. Clearly the best and brightest.
I love that he's trying to have a conversation with the turkey while calling it a chicken and quacking.
Just everything about that seems like he needs a little extra training, huh?
It's definitely a Florida story.
Like police academy. These are animal stories, and I got another turkey tale for you. We go to South Carolina. There's a turkey having a standoff with an SUV.
Uh-oh.
This turkey about to fight everybody, boy. He wanted to smoke.
You guys got a great laugh.
He's trying to protect all his little ladies over there in the woods, boy. Turkey said he want all this smoke.
I got a feeling this guy is waking and baking, don't you think? He's awfully amused by the turkey.
Oh, that's really funny. You know, those wild turkeys are really big.
Yeah, they're mean birds. Right? They really are. They're not friendly.
The wild ones can be semi-aggressive, yeah. So you do have to be careful.
Call the Deputy Carson. Take care of that situation.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Yeah.
Get this chicken out of here. That's a turkey, officer. These are animal stories. Down to New Orleans, police department has a rat problem. Their superintendent told the city council that the rats have been eating evidence from the evidence room, including narcotics.
Uh-huh.
Here's Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
The rats eating our marijuana. They're all high. The uncleanliness is off the charts. Rodent infestation. People shouldn't have to come to their office and see rodent drippings on their desk.
No, that is disgusting. And listen, she seems as though she has the situation under control. She's doing her best to manage.
Yeah.
But you have to wonder if there isn't somebody who's stealing the Mary Jane and enjoying it. And they go, it must be the rat problem.
Yeah, it's the rats.
Superintendent.
The rats are really high, all of them. They're very high, eating all the evidence.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just running through the sewers like, hey, man, let's go get some more marijuana at the New Orleans Police Department.
Yeah, that's a little suspicious.
Out to Wisconsin, family there found an escaped pig roaming around their yard. We were able to walk him back home about a mile away to his owner who was out of town. I guess they knew where the pig lived.
Yeah.
Out in a rural part of Wisconsin. Here's Jake Mulligard talking about meeting the pig, who they have named Kevin Bacon, by the way. I don't know how I feel about it. That's either brilliant or horrible. I'm not sure which it is.
Oh, poor piggy.
I'm watching TV and my wife comes in the room and says, Jake, I think there's a pig on our driveway camera. And I'm like, you serious? That's definitely my pig. Is he? He's a big black pig. I said, yeah. He's like, yeah, his name is Kevin Bacon. And he's actually a little lonely, so he's probably just looking for company. They all wanted to adopt him immediately. And I said, we don't have a place to put a 450-pound pig, but they fell in love with him right away.
Well, that's very nice. But are they returning him to a place where he's turned into Kevin Bacon? That's what I'm a little concerned about.
Oh, poor Kevin Bacon.
That pig's getting a little footloose trying to run away, you know?
Yeah.
Out to Virginia, people are loving a sheepdog that hates waking up just as much as they do. His name is Donuts.
Hey, Donuts. Oh, another rough night. The rain keep you up. We had another storm.
Are you making your trip back from outer space right now?
Let me get you a chest rub this morning.
All right, I'll give you five. You need 5 minutes. You need me to come back in 5 minutes. It's not even making eye contact.
I realize that sometimes Nolan and I, or whatever, you know, I'll mention things that are a little dated.
Yeah.
And we'll hear even from our consultant that we really should try and hippen things up a little bit.
Sure.
And then I hear clips from out in rural Virginia, and I realize it's basically an episode of the Andy Griffith Show still happening there.
It sounds like it.
You know what I mean?
It definitely sounds like it.
Not everybody's on the TikTok, okay?
Yeah, no.
It's making a little something for the sheepdog who's up late at night in Virginia.
He's tired.
God bless the USA.
He's sleepy.
And finally, out to Hawaii.
Ooh.
Aloha. A hiker there ended up saving a dog that he found 1,000 feet up a cliff. Sergio Florian talks about finding a little pup named Steve.
The most treacherous part, that's where she was. It was unfathomable how the dog could have gotten there. I felt her warmth. I felt her shivering in my arms. And I was like, I can't leave this like living being here. I knew I had to save her. I would hold on to the cliff with one hand, and then I would kind of scale down with her on top of me.
That is a good question. How did the dog get up there?
Yeah, that's very strange. I can't imagine she would have walked up there on her own.
I guess Sergio was able to track down the owners who say she simply got away, but they don't know.
Huh.
You know, she went running and didn't come back, and then sometime made it up the cliff. I don't know, chasing another animal or something
maybe,
like that.
Yeah, maybe. Or she was being chased by something. Thankfully, he found her, poor little thing.
Yeah, I think that's very nice that he saved her. It's not easy for him to get up and down the cliff.
No,
imagine carrying the dog with you.
I'm sure.
Some days I wish I could go hide 1,000 feet up on a cliff where nobody can find me, to tell you the truth. Maybe the dog is just looking for a little solitude.
Maybe.
Sick of the belly rubs. It's enough. There you are, the world famous Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning Animal Stories. Boss Big Show is on. We are Robbie and Rochelle, also on 99.7 FM in South Jersey. Anywhere on the Boss app, 1071theboss.com. A reminder, the JBJ Soul Kitchens have their annual walk coming up in May.
Oh, yes.
I believe that's May the 14th. You can sign up now. And a big golf tournament happens every year, which Joseph has played in many times. Also coming up, you get to play golf with John's dad, Mr. Bon Jovi Sr.
That's always fun.
Playing for Jersey Sauce.
I'd be okay with that, honestly.
Yeah. That's, I believe, in June.
Okay.
So you can go to the Soul Kitchens website for more info. We love our friends over there. We're proud to be the radio sponsor. I'm proud to get some brand new JBJ music on the radio. We saw this, but there's a lot of buzz about the brand new ShopRite. They call it worth the 12-year wait. It's been in development for 12 years, believe
really?
It or not, that they were going to build a big ShopRite superstore. This is in Old Bridge. There's a whole new plaza. And this is just the first store that's open there. There's a Target.
I'm so excited for the Target, yes.
A whole bunch of things going in there. They're calling it the Glenwood Green Shopping Center on Route 9 in Old Bridge. And this is one of the few 24-hour shop rights in the area.
Oh, it's 24-hour.
Yeah. There are some of them around the country or around the, I don't know how, I don't know the big footprint of ShopRite, but
at least
in this area, the majority of them are not 24
no,
hours.
No, they're not, no.
But this one is. It's 80,000 square feet. It's got a cafe. It's kind of neat. It's called the Knights Loft Cafe, which is inspired by the high school's mascot. You got a special boar's head meat section. 13 cashier lanes, 13 self-checkout, biggest in the area. They did close down one of the other ones, the other ShopRites. I know one of the original locations is there, too.
Yeah.
It's got the old sign on it.
Yeah, further down in another little plaza.
I think that one's still open, but there's another one that they've closed down. But a lot of buzz about that. That made national news. It's a big, giant shop
right
there. Yeah, 80,000 square
feet. That's amazing.
That is huge.
I'm excited to go in there. I don't want to go in this week because I know it just opened.
Yeah.
So everyone's just going in to kind of explore. But I did see some photos. Someone did a TikTok while they were in there, of course. And it looks beautiful. Like, everything looks state-of-the-art. And, of course, it is all brand new. So that's nice. But it does look really, really nice. And I love that it's 24 hours because there's sometimes you just, it's either really early for us or on a weekend. And I'm like, oh, I forgot to grab that and I just need to go get it. And the store closes at 7 o'clock on Sunday. I'm like,
sometimes you just need some orange juice at 2 in the morning, you know?
Right? Right?
It's a sign that you're getting old is when you get this excited for a new grocery store. The Target looks pretty
Target
hip, too.
The Target looks amazing. Yeah. There's another ShopRite that just opened, and I think we talked about this. It has the new grocery carts in there that have the computer system in there. So you're
Do we need that? Do we really need that? I know some of the stores have got the little robot that's supposed to, you can do a little price check.
The robot is silly. That kind of just gets in your way.
It just rolls around. You can do a little scan right on there to find out what something costs. You know, I mean, do we really need all that?
But the shopping cart is nice because as you are putting the things in your basket, you can scan them. So you don't have to stop and then go to another checkout line.
Yeah.
You're actually just scanning and checking out as you go. So I think that that's a great feature. It also has coupons and it has, you know, entertainment for the kids.
I guess, but let me make a suggestion. You say you got 13 lanes. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, ShopRite of Old Bridge, but you say you got 13 cashier lanes. Let's have 13 people in all those lanes. Don't just have two.
They won't. It'll be two.
They got one regular and then one 12 items or less, and then the rest of them all closed, and I'm supposed to go to self-checkout where there's a big long line and get the person going, the light is blinking. Can we fill all 13 of those cashier lanes? Yeah. That would be impressive. That'd impress me more than a robot in the aisle.
Yeah, I don't
know. And not just you, ShopRite, all grocery stores.
No, you're right, though. I don't know why they build these big stores and they even put those many aisles in there. Oh. I mean, I guess I can understand that Target does that because on Black Friday or those shopping days, they do have them all open.
Well, you imagine how much happier everybody would be if you had 13 people there. What are you paying them?
They used to do that. They don't do it anymore.
It's an entry-level position, really, and that's fine. But just pay 13 people to be there, and you'd have happier customers. Mm-hmm. The store wouldn't be as crowded. Mm-hmm. You'd be probably selling more things. People go, all right. Because I feel like I put stuff away sometimes. I go, the line's too long. You know what I mean?
No, I've done that.
I don't
want to
be standing there.
I've done that before too.
See, just call me up, you know? Get you all straightened out.
Place
open this week. I'm already criticizing him.
If you have those shopping carts like they have the one, I believe it's in Staten Island, you can just scan yourself out as you go and you don't have to worry about it. No lines, no nothing.
Well, if you're single and ready to mingle, so is Ariana Grande. Sad news.
Really?
Ariana divorced. She had a prenup though from her husband. Mm. He'll get $1.25 million in half the sale of their house. I guess that was the deal, is the house they share together. They would sell it should they get divorced. Now that they are, she'll get half. He gets half, and he gets a check for $1.2 million. That seems like, doesn't seem like much.
Well, they had a prenup.
I know. So
number one.
This is like you selling the kid's bunk bed. I feel like we could have gotten some more money. If I'm his attorney, I feel like I could have gotten a little more cash on Ariana. Well, only $1 million, not a lot.
I think you're right, because and he probably could have fought it even more, because I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I believe she had somewhat of an affair with
That's what the deal is?
Yeah, with the guy who is in Wicked with her now. Ethan Slater is his name.
Wait a minute, Ariana's doing Broadway? I didn't even know that.
Well, she's doing the movie. She's doing the movie version of Wicked. And so her co-star that's in that movie with her, she started to have an affair.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, they could have been separated. I don't know their deal. But I believe she's still dating him. His name is Ethan Slater. And that's been going on since before the divorce was announced.
Mm. Huh.
So I think he probably could have got more if he would have done it on the grounds of...
Yeah, I bet if you're smart and you put that in there, so you say, doesn't matter why we break up.
I'm sure...
This is what you get, and that's it.
I'm sure their lawyers did have that in there and said it doesn't matter.
What state is it?
I'm going to guess it's California.
California, I would assume.
California? Yeah. I believe that's
No, in New Jersey, infidelity is not a...
It's not a cause?
No.
Mm.
It's...
I mean, if you have a prenup, anything can be put in
there. Oh, yeah, so, absolutely.
I mean, my guess is they probably had that in there. It doesn't matter. No matter what the circumstances, this is what you're getting.
You can't even retire on $1.2 million these days.
But not California.
They probably had a big house up in the hill, so he probably gets what? It's probably $7, $8 million for half of a mansion in California, so that's... That's not a bad deal.
Then he needs to go move to Utah or something where that money's going to be spread out.
California.
Look at this.
I got a
three-bed, three-bath. Look at this.
Right.
Boise, Idaho. All right, listen, that's no fun. So how about this? There's a museum in St. Louis that has broken a Guinness World Record. I love Guinness World Records. They gathered 355 people to put undergarments, underpants, panties, jockey shorts, whatever, on their heads all at the same time. So they did it, 355 people with underwear in their heads. And now that group holds the world record for most people gathered wearing underwear in their head.
Awesome.
What was the record before?
Well, it
was there a record?
Yeah, it was 189. And now 355 blows away the previous record.
Oh, I feel
that
like...
That doesn't seem like a lot of people,
I know,
though,
putting
underwear
like
in their head. That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do that.
Well, let's do this at the blast off. Let's break the record. Seriously.
Everybody put underpants on your head.
Get the Guinness people over there.
Yeah.
We'll make the national news. Let's do there's way more people that come to that. Let's do it.
That's how I finally get Phil Murphy's attention, get a little love for Joe. Break the Guinness World Record for underpants on your head.
You know what? We don't need Phil Murphy's love. It's fine. We're good. Don't worry about it.
Can we get boss underwear made?
Yeah, I
don't
see why
all
not.
Throw
sure.
It on our head.
I mean, we get T-shirts made. Why can't we get underpants?
This is a great idea.
That actually is
a
good idea.
Then we can be on the Guinness Book of World Records.
What a fine time to be alive. That is a good idea.
Oh, man.
Come on.
And then right after that, Big Bob Boss will put us all on the United Airlines out of here. We'll be gone. Out. Everybody out.
He's not paying for that.
You're going Spirit if he's sending you.
Yeah, good point. Yeah,
it'd be more like donkey and cart. But
everybody out. What have you done to my radio station?
We're the Guinness Book of World Records. Come on.
People walking around with Boss underwear on their head.
Listen, I'm making radio great again. That's what I'm doing.
That's right.
I actually love this idea of getting boss jockey shorts made. I think that's brilliant.
That's super fun.
Even if people don't participate, put it on their head. That's a great contest. Let's do it. All right.
I mean, come on. We can make that happen.
Yeah. I mean, again, we get the t-shirts done. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference? And we get the little koozies. It's all fabric.
Boss undies.
Get some underpants. Boss undies.
I think it's a great idea.
It's going to be a little
G-string.
Trying to think of a kitsch name for them. The boss thong.
The boss briefs.
Boss briefs. There you go.
Boss
Boom.
Briefs.
That's it. Hit the bell. Boss briefs. I like that. Time now for Radio Match Game. We're playing for tickets to go see John Fogerty. PNC Bank Arts Center, June 15th. Lines open right now. First contestant through gets to play. 732-774-4444. We play like the old super match on the Match Game television show. Mm-hmm. Get ready to match the stars. Charles Nelson Reilly. You know how it goes? So I'll give you a blank, and then you'll have to match Rochelle. For example, I have one in my head right now. Blank eggs.
Scrambled.
Correct. That's a match. I thought scrambled. Rochelle said scrambled. So we'll give you a blank. You match Rochelle. You get 2 out of 3. You'll win those John Fogerty tickets. Let's go over here. Good morning. It's the boss.
Good morning.
Hi there. Who's this?
It's Rick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, Rick. Thank you for asking. Actually, I'm a little foggy today, as I was kvetching about, but I'll be okay. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm the same way, buddy. I'm a little foggy myself today.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go get some beers
later, you and me.
I'm in. I'm in.
Maybe it's his first day of spring business. It's something like that, you know, like the changing of the
allergies
air. Yeah, the air
is
different or something. All right, listen, Rick, we're going to play for John Fogerty tickets, PNC Bank Arts Center. You do a little match game. You'd play in the super match with Rochelle. I'll give you a blank. You fill in the blank, and if you match Rochelle, you're going to get 2 out of 3. You will win these hot concert tickets, okay?
Understood.
All right, here we go. Best blank. Best
friend.
Blank. All right. Rick says friend. Best friend. Rochelle said friend. Look at that. That's a match. See, I would have said Best
right
Buy.
Off the bat.
I would have said Best Buy. All right. For the win, Rick, Timothy blank. Timothy blank.
Dalton.
Dalton.
Look at that. Wow.
No way.
That's unbelievable. I thought for sure you were going to say Charlemagne.
I was going
to
say Charlemagne, but I couldn't spell it. So
he can't say it. You can't spell it. The two of you were a perfect team. Unbelievable. Wow, look at that.
I wrote it on my little post-it here. I couldn't spell Charlemagne.
All right, thank you.
Well,
you're welcome, Rick. You got tickets to John Fogerty, PNC Bank Arts. And you want to play a little bonus one just for fun? Because I had one more pretty good one.
Yeah, we're on fire.
It's the last blank. The last blank. This is just for fun.
It's the last ride.
The last ride.
I had supper.
All right.
Supper.
You went religious. Yeah.
I did. I went deep.
She went all Jesus-y on you. Look at that.
Yeah.
Figured Easter's around the corner.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Good stuff, guys. All right. Hang in line, Rick. We'll get all your info, get you on the guest list for John Fogerty. Okay, buddy?
Much appreciated, guys. Right. Thank you.
You bet. That was good.
That was good.
You guys killed it. I'm legitimately impressed. I thought for sure it was Wonka Chalamet.
Again, couldn't spell it.
I can't say it. I can't spell it. Man, you guys are just...
We're best friends.
Yeah. You want to do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning, 720, 920. We search that hashtag. We hear from mamas, most important people in the world, your mom. And we share them just like this.
Stacey Mitchell said, so I follow this absolutely gorgeous lesbian couple on Instagram, and I was scrolling through their wedding
photos. So does Kermit.
Yeah. I was scrolling through their wedding photos. My 5-year-old looked over at my phone and sighed and said, oh, she married a girl? That's such a smart idea.
I don't hate it. I'll tell you that.
At I Hide From My Kids said, my kid is asking for noise-canceling headphones, like I'm going to give him something more to ignore me.
Just put the headphones on them, quiet them down, you know what I mean?
That's what you do.
That's a few minutes of peace and quiet for you, honey.
And Tammy Owen said, that feeling when your kid steps on the toy, they refuse to clean up.
Hashtag mom.
Confessions.
Let that be a lesson to you. Mm-hmm. Every morning, 7:29, 20. Someone in, you might hear yours right here. Fast 5, birthdays coming up.
It's March Madness.
Picking a perfect bracket in the NCAA tournament is just about impossible.
And a perfect bracket wins you.
Oh, let me guess, $50,000 cash?
No, not $50,000 cash.
A new car?
No, not a new car.
Huh.
But a lifetime supply of Hooters chicken wings.
Oh, a bottomless, never-ending supply of Hooters chicken wings.
The saturated fat and trans fat in deep-fried foods increase your risk for high cholesterol and heart disease.
Wow.
That's good eating.
What a prize.
There are three heart surgeons relatively close to you.
Congratulations again to Rick. Man, that was a great round that two of you played of Radio Match Game.
Yeah, that was fun.
Rick Elfano from Eatontown on his way to John Fogerty, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, PNC Bank Arts Center. Talk about baseball. I mentioned I'm excited to see Center Field live June the 15th.
Yes.
He will be in the house. And you could be too. Mystery Oldie of the Day tomorrow morning at 7:10. Or get your tickets and info right now, 1071theboss.com. Got all the links for you. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We shall start at number five and count down in order backwards to number one momentarily. Reminder to stay in touch with us on all the socials. We are at Robbie and Rochelle Radio anytime, 24-7, just like the ShopRite in Old Bridge.
That's right.
Or wherever you get podcasts. Or right at 1071theboss.com. You can just listen right there, commercial free. Number five, woman in Tennessee. Went ahead and ordered some dresses online. Mm-hmm. Nothing strange about that, right? Yeah. From a company called Shein. You heard of them?
Shein, yep.
Oh, Shein.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because Kermit even wrote how to pronounce it here, and I still did it wrong. Shein?
Shein, or Shein. I guess you could. Yeah, you can say it either way, I guess, but yeah.
I thought I was so fashion-forward, but apparently not. Shein. Anyway, they send it FedEx box, arrives at the door, mm-hmm. and all of this seems normal until she opens a box and finds some other items she did not order.
Uh-oh.
Packed in with the clothes that she did order,
uh-oh.
Including a can of beans and here's her unboxing that she posted.
So I just received a package from Shein that contained
See that?
You are right.
Kermit and I were right. It is Shein. Look at that.
All right.
Look at that.
So I just received a package from Shein that contained...
Of course, this woman might not know what the hell she's talking about either, but... All right, play the thing. Go ahead.
A vial of human blood. No name, no doctor's office, no date. The lady from the testing company said that it was completely mishandled. They don't even ship to residents. They only ship blood back and forth between doctors.
Oh, my God.
The CDC, the sheriff's department came. They took the vial. They're going to be testing it. If you receive a Shein package, especially one that's in a FedEx, like if you've done express shipping, dump it out on a table and look at everything before you touch it and then sanitize your hands. Be extremely careful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess so. She called the CDC. Is there even a number? Is there like a 1-800 number to call Dr. Fauci? Oh, my God. Well, I guess he's retired now, but.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's really scary.
Let's review this. It was the dresses she ordered from Shein.
Okay.
A Bush's baked beans can
uh-huh.
and a vial of blood. What
That's so weird.
What the?
I mean, I've heard some strange things come from that company, especially when you're buying clothing. But a lot of times it just has to do with what the outfit looks like online compared to what you get.
Is that a foreign company? Is that an overseas?
It is. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So it's.
So this is international shipping.
Right. You're ordering it directly from the distributor, which is what it's supposed to be, which is why a lot of times you can get a ton of things for really cheap. Like they'll have dresses for $10 as opposed to $50 in the store. But, you know, the sizing is off or it's cut a little wrong or, you know, you don't always get what you're expecting. But that is completely different.
You know what I think the strangest part of it is I understand someone mishandled someone, maybe he's committing a crime and is sending the vial of blood with the dresses.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell is the bank beans doing in there? How did that happen? That's the strangest part of the...
Maybe for weight?
That's the strangest part of the whole story. Have some of these baked beans. You're not going to fit in that dress.
Very strange.
Number four. Well, this is a big day in the history of the great Garden State as we talk about the opening of a new 80,000 square foot ShopRite in Old Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even for the advertisements.
No, they're not.
It's just that big a deal that we've been mentioning it. Well, I got more supermarket news for you.
Luckily,
nothing here, but out in Colorado, a man is arrested after getting frisky and finishing with fruits and vegetables, baked goods at the grocery store he worked at.
Oh,
it's a local chain out there.
You mean like finishing?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
He was able to pleasure himself by rubbing against, creating friction with the fruits and veggies and the baked goods.
Oh, my God.
You really want me to tell you this? Apparently,
he
consummated the relationship inside a blueberry muffin.
No! Oh, my God.
His name is Stephen Masalta. He's now facing a slew of charges. Here's the local police chief out there in Colorado.
Oh, my God.
Describing the horror scene at the supermarket.
You see, Mr. Masalta was an employee.
Yeah.
At 1426 East Harmony Road.
There you go.
Safeway. It was items of food that weren't commercially sealed. Again, we have many more videos to go through. But in what we have already seen, we have multiple victims, and we have multiple felony charges against Mr. Masalta.
Who are the victims? The fruits and vegetables? I mean, it's obviously he should be arrested for doing that, but who are the victims?
I guess the people who were around him, because I'm guessing the store wasn't empty.
I don't know. It says he worked at the store. It could have been the middle of the night. I don't know. It's a Safeway. That's what it is. So I don't know. I tell you what, that guy's a super trooper. He's taking that press conference very seriously.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
About the guy boning a blueberry muffin.
That's disgusting.
Everyone here, we're here for like he's Colin Powell briefing everybody on the war.
Hey,
Muffin, how you doing?
Blueberry muffins are just not that big.
You want some of this?
Like what? I don't know. We gotta move on.
I'm sure they're soft and moist though.
That's so gross.
Kind of made my day.
God.
Hey, look at that arugula. Oh, yeah.
That's so disgusting.
All right, all right, all right. Listen, this is nice, okay? Willie Nelson and Kermit the Frog on stage together. Willie is on his 90th birthday tour.
Yes.
And they sang the Rainbow Connection, you know, from the Muppet movie.
Love that.
And this video is going bananas online this morning. People love it.
Someday we'll find it, the Rainbow Connection.
Now, I don't know if Willie and Kermit have ever sung. This is Kermit the Frog,
Kermit.
I don't know if Kermit the Frog and Willie have ever sung together, but man, that is some perfect harmony right there. I never realized how similar Kermit the Frog and Willie Nelson sound.
They sound great together.
To all the girls I've loved before.
They should go on tour together.
I mean, I'd go see that show.
I would pay to see that show, absolutely.
And all the times I've come before. Bonus story. Well, here you are. Let's go to Florida, because it's always Florida. This is a nice story. Let's see if we can ruin this. A woman is turning 106 years old, a Florida resident.
Wow.
And she always wanted to go to Disney World. She's lived in Florida her whole life and has never been to Disney.
What?
So the family, her friends got together and took her for the first time. She visited the theme park. Her name is Magnolia Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like the name of a 100-year-old lady, doesn't it?
Why has she never been to Disney? She lives in Florida.
Lived in Florida her whole life.
You get the discount.
106 years old.
Ms. Jackson is celebrating her 106th birthday.
That's cute.
Ms. Magnolia, on behalf of the 80,000 cast members of Walt Disney World and your community here, happy birthday and welcome to the Magic Kingdom.
That's very nice.
That's awesome.
Put her on Space Mountain. She's barfing everywhere at 106.
I hope they gave her express passes, too, because at 106, you can't be waiting in lines.
Probably had to save up all that time just to get in the place. It's like, what, $200 a day to go to Disney now?
Not including the fast pass.
Took her 106 years. Number two, up south of Boston, which is where I'm from, not Boston like Joe says.
Correct.
There's a Providence College up there, a security guard. Was from Nigeria, but has not been back to see his family for more than a decade.
Mm.
Apparently, he's much loved by the students, and he would tell stories about growing up and how he'd like to go back and visit when he gets the opportunity. So a group of students started up a GoFundMe and surprised him with the trip. They got plane tickets for him and the whole deal. He'll be going home to finally see his family after more than a decade here.
Oh, my gosh.
He wanted to see your family in Nigeria, which I haven't seen in a long time. So we came together. We started GoFundMe. Take care of our own. Our gift to you is a trip to Nigeria. So,
that's nice that they recorded the moment, too, because the guy starts crying. Crying because he realizes they're putting him on a United flight and putting his life in his own hands. Oh, my God, I'm going to be sucked right out of the window. Did we bolt down the wing of this plane?
Take the aisle seat.
You put me on a United flight. Oh, my God.
That's very nice.
Number one. Well, here's another airline story for you. Number one, a man sued an airline. We don't have the airline here, but he sued an airline, it says, after they lost his luggage filled with crab meat, which led to its spoiling.
What?
I mean, if you're traveling with crab meat, I think the expectation should be that it'll spoil, don't you think?
Why was he traveling with crab meat in his luggage?
Apparently. Bought the crab meat, wanted to bring it back with them. Doesn't violate their liquid rule or anything like that.
Oh, my God.
He sued them. A court has now ruled that they owe him $800 in damages.
What?
The court said if the airline accepts the checked baggage, although it would qualify under TSA rules as a perishable item, they assume the liability. So even if the airline has not agreed to transport the certain items and it violates said TSA rules, they allowed it on the plane, so they owe him $800 for the damaged item.
Well,
so
good for him.
That's pretty good to know. So
good
if you manage to get it through security, something goes wrong, they owe you the money. How about that?
He had $900 worth of crab meat in a luggage?
$800 worth of crab meat, yeah. There's got to be more to that story.
Got to be.
You're walking around the airport with a suitcase full of crab meat worth $800.
Well, crab meat's really expensive.
Yeah.
$800 of it isn't really a whole lot, but still.
What is it, like $4 a pound? So do the math there.
No, way more than that. Oh, way more than that.
Can we look this up?
You got a whole table, Joe, of crabs, and you said that was, what, like 100 for the whole table?
It was six crabs were $100.
For six crabs for 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
okay.
But the
little
crab
blue
is,
claws.
That's more than a pound for the crab itself, isn't it?
I'm just trying to think, and I wonder if they were if the meat was taken out or they were like whole crabs.
Oh, that's great.
It is like
you got blue claws in your bag. That's awesome.
I mean, how do you get that through security? Can you imagine looking at that little machine that shows the outline of everything in your bag and you just see like dozens of crabs? Like, you don't question this?
Yeah. Yeah. Kermit came home from vacation with crabs once, but it's a whole different story. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's just sale price is generally $10 a pound, $9.99 a pound is the going rate. So there you are. Do the math out on that for $800. And
well, but that's if you have to get it out. I'd say it's about $70-$80 a pound if it's already out of the crab shell and
right.
all that, all processed. I'm looking at a thing, Phillips crab meat here from Amazon, right?
Yep, yep.
6 pounds of it, $2.75.
All right.
So if you're going to travel with it and you're going to get that much crab, you think you take the extra time to find effects or something and send it that
yes.
way, not bring it through airport security
yes.
in a luggage. I mean, did you have
yes.
ice packs in there? What were you doing?
Yeah, I wonder at what point he realized it had spoiled too. He gets home and he's, oh man, let me open up my suitcase and have some of this.
So
oh God, it's all
gross.
Spoiled. I'm calling the airline and demanding a refund.
Came back from Baltimore and Marianne didn't eat all the crabs, right, that we got. So we put them in another thing and had them in a cooler and brought them on the Amtrak on the way. And all I kept thinking
well,
about
go.
Was that if this ice melts, it's going to start leaking out of the
oh,
cooler and dripping
God.
Down and it's going to stink out this whole train.
There you go.
And it didn't. It didn't. But
that's
but
also
had,
not the worst smelling thing on the Amtrak. So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Jesus. Now. All right. Tuesday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Eduardo Saverin, you probably don't know his name, but if you saw that Social Network movie, you know he's the other guy who started Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg and they were suing each other forever.
Yes, yes.
He did okay, though. He's got $11.6 billion in the bank.
Whoa.
He's 42 today. We mentioned the great Bruce Willis is 69. Derek Longmuir, you remember him? He's the lead singer of the Bay City Rollers. This is a Saturday night. He's 73. Glenn Close. She's putting a little rabbits in the pot.
Boiling
the rabbits. What was that movie, Fatal Attraction?
Mm-hmm.
She's
yep.
77. Ruth Pointer from the Pointer Sisters. Ursula Andress, the first Bond girl. She was Honey Rider in Dr. No back in 1962. Yep. She's 88 years old today. It's Wyatt Earp Day. The cowboy Wyatt Earp. He was born on this date of history.
Cool.
Let's Laugh Day. And also Certified Nurses Day.
Oh, that's nice.
So big shout out to the nurses.
Yes.
Talk about dealing with some stinky stuff sometimes. Oh. That's not an easy gig.
No, it is not.
Not an easy gig.
No, 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 no. Much respect for nurses.
The Academy Awards were first televised this day of 1953. Bob Hope was the first host.
Yeah. Oh.
He did that a lot.
Yep.
In the beginning, yeah.
The first Oscar scene on television was the Greatest Show on Earth about P.T. Barnum.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. I like that.
So Jimmy Kimmel's got a long way to go to catch up to Bob Hope.
Probably. And what's the other guy? Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal did a lot
of them, too.
And Johnny Carson did
and
a
Johnny
lot of
Carson.
Them, too.
And Johnny Carson.
Yes. Yes.
I like when they have the same host year after year.
We should have kept Billy all this time. No,
I like Billy.
Very few, if any, have done it. I mean, with all due respect to Carson and Hope, I mean, Billy Crystal is just a genius.
Yeah, he was great.
Nick, what is up with that mustache? What is going on with you?
I am living my Reno 911.
You are. Yeah, round of applause for that.
Love it.
See, I don't have the
Fantastic.
Courage. I would love to have just a mustache, but I don't have the courage to go from beard to mustache as you did.
So, look, here's the backstory. On the ship, they had an 80s workout theme,
uh-huh.
and I was like, well, what's more 80s than a mustache, right?
Sure,
yes.
Sure.
I was like channeling Freddie Mercury and all that.
Okay.
So, then I was like, all right, I like the look for now, and I'll keep it until the beard grows back in. So whatever.
Now, what does your husband think? Does he find it attractive, or he thinks you look stupid?
He likes it. He does all kinds of crazy stuff with his facial hair, so it's nothing. On the spectrum here, he is, like, much more open to do stuff than I am. I'm like a I'm very conservative in many ways, and yeah, no, I normally don't step outside of my comfort zone that way, but it is what it is.
I love
it. I have I don't do this often, but I have a public apology I have to put out there to Rita's. I really do, because I went all week thinking that the official first day of spring was tomorrow, and it's actually tonight by a few minutes.
Yeah.
Vernal equinox happens around 11 o'clock. So I criticize them when they're technically correct, but I still believe that free ice cream should be tomorrow, since it's not the equinox yet, but whatever.
Well, I'm having a day, so I feel like I need myself a free cone at DQ, all right? Don't take that
already?
Away from me.
It's only 7:34.
I've been complaining all morning. I just feel foggy today, and I'm thinking maybe that's it. Maybe it's a little vanilla soft serve that I need.
All right, do me a favor. Look out the window. We got plenty of sunshine out there. Temperatures are a little bit on the chilly side, starting off in the 30s. We'll be rebounding to about 50 this afternoon, so a lot like yesterday. But enjoy the sun while it lasts, because we are going to be watching clouds increase through the afternoon. Winds will be picking back up. A gust 20, 25 miles an hour, make it feel like it's in the lower 40s all day. We're pretty quiet for the next couple days, but then we got a storm system coming our way on Saturday. I think it's unavoidable at this point. There will be rain. There will be wind. But what about the tidal flooding? We'll talk more in depth about that when we come back in the next hour.
Just how conservative is Nick? He and I, and this is true, have texted about how much we miss Dwight Eisenhower. That's true.
Yes, you're right. While I'm on vacation, nonetheless.
Yeah, oh, man. It was just Millard Fillmore and Dwight Eisenhower. It was great. Oh, I hope it holds out for the Keyport St. Patty's Day Parade.
Yes. That's a great parade. A lot of fun at that parade, yeah.
Let's go.
It's he said.
She said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.
What are you laughing about over there?
I'm just laughing. They're trying to clear this car. I got a camera on it. I'm just watching it. So they put a guy in the car to straighten it out on Route 9 after they flipped it back over. And when he turned the engine on, this guy's got a problem. Not only is his car flipped over and it's all banged up, he's got engine problems too. Because when he turned it on, all this smoke came out of his back.
You thought I was having a bad day.
And the guy standing there on the side looking at his car, I'm like, well, thank God you're all right, but I think your car is done.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, no.
Don't even bother and call AAA. That's the end of that car.
Not good.
It's over. No, that car is over.
That's what we were talking about. I'm right? That's up by that new plaza there where the new ShopRite just opened today.
Yeah.
Look at all that excitement right across the way.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
We're powered this morning by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new Lips and IVs, the new Health and Wellness Center right there in Marlboro off of 18, 732-838-9449 to make your appointment. More on that in a second. Let's talk married. This is for the married people.
Okay.
And if you're not married, I guess an observation would be fine.
Sure.
90% of marriage is just shouting, what, from different rooms?
What?
Yeah.
What?
This guy will keep the match game team going today. 90% of marriage is just shouting, what? From different rooms. How would you answer that? I'm going to go like this and go, huh?
Yeah, that would be
because I can't ever hear what she's saying. I can't hear
you
what?
Say,
huh?
What? What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
What do you want for dinner?
Yep.
Or I get from you a lot, too, because you'll be doing voice work. Can you turn that down?
Well, listen, you're on the phone watching the Kardashians.
Check your phone.
Or I didn't do that.
Joe says,
that wasn't me.
Joe
wasn't
says,
me.
You hear a lot of this.
Gross.
That wasn't me.
Honey. Yeah. 90% of marriage shouting this.
I'm not going to tell it.
What?
Don't tell it. This is, don't humiliate yourself.
Well, now I need to know. Was it that, Joe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it that?
I was in the kitchen area, and we're getting ready to eat, and I'm walking into the family room. I come in, and she's sitting on the couch. She gets herself all cozy mosey, getting ready to eat dinner right on the chair. I walk in.
She yell at you? Good.
I'm still laughing. The other day, she said, look at this piece of pork he's eating. He's like Fred Flintstone.
It was.
It was awesome.
It was.
90% of marriage is shouting this from different rooms. How do you answer that? 732-774-4444. Phone lines are open. You can also text us or Facebook us.
It's disgusting.
We'll get...
There was something on TV the other day, too. They were all sitting around. People were like at one of these zoo things. And this elephant walks by the car.
Oh, God. An elephant? God. That's not what you want. That is not what you want in your
people,
life.
They almost passed out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so funny.
Elephant walks by. Hey, honey, that reminds me of you.
Oh, my God.
Awesome, baby. What a capital A.
Nobody works hard enough anymore. Spending our time on the tourney, wagering cash on the basketball court, taking a March Madness journey. Oh, don't bug me while I'm filling out my bracket. You wanna know by now? Keep your butt out of my cubicle. I'm planning on winning some money, and it might seem like I'm wasting time, then I'm just lingering.
about these brackets of mine that I'm filling out.
Jersey's free money radio station, where the cash is back.
Woo.
Thursday. Details, instructions, how to win free money very, very soon. Jersey's free money radio station, official free money station, 107.1 The Boss. Meantime, keep it on all day at work. Today could be the boss business of the day with a dessert tray from Chocolate Carousel in a wall for our office business of the day. Just let Michelle know that you're cranking it up real loud for everybody listening to you at work. You could also win a pair of tickets to Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, direct from Vegas, right to the State Theater in New Brunswick, coming up on April 9th. 1071theboss.com. When knows it worked today. We get a he said.
She said.
Going on. 732-774-4444. Gosh, 90% of marriage is just shouting this from different rooms in the house to your spouse.
7450 said, what do you want?
What do you want?
What? Tina said, go pick up the kids.
How about put the seat down?
Oh, yeah.
Pick up your socks.
Krista said, my husband's name a million times because he has selective hearing, and I'm not one of his selections most time.
Do you think I have selective hearing?
Yes.
You answer that awfully quickly.
Yeah, because I do. I think you have selective hearing.
You don't think I'm hard of hearing? Or do you think I'm both?
Maybe a little bit of both, but I think that you are very much in your head a lot of the times thinking about the station or work or something along those lines. And so it may not necessarily be selective, but you're just not paying attention at all. So I get a lot of, huh?
I do. You know, I don't have that trouble, though, with other people. When I talk to Joe on the phone, he's loud.
Because you're paying attention to him. You're not paying attention to me. It's selective. That's okay.
That's true. When you and I talk on the phone,
I hear everything I say.
Yeah.
No issues then.
But, of course, you're using an electronic device to amplify your voice. Just like right now, I hear you just fine. Because I get your voice going through my headphones and everything, I can hear you just fine. So I feel like maybe I do need a little accessory, like a hearing aid or something of that variety.
Maybe you can give me a megaphone.
Yeah.
You just use a megaphone at home.
You just walk around like, hello.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Let's give me a megaphone.
You're at the NASCAR track.
And then when you don't pay attention, I can put the little siren on so you pay attention.
I know, but I think there's, you kind of think of Al Bundy from Married with Children when you think of a husband who's not paying attention. And that's not it. I mean, I am interested in what you have to say, so I don't feel
sometimes.
Like I don't feel like I'm not paying attention. I mean, that's not true. I don't feel like I'm not paying attention. Sometimes you want to show me TikTok videos, and I don't know how interested I am in that. But I feel like I'm listening. I'm not trying to. Oh boy, it's my wife. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not one of those people. I truly can't hear you. I think you speak softly. And you tell me that sometimes especially if we're having a serious discussion and I'm hot about something, you'll tell me your voice hurts because you feel like you have to yell to keep up with me. Because I'm very loud and animated.
Sometimes I have to do that in here just to push through.
Well,
because you just keep going. I mean, yeah. You just got so you got to find your like little route in.
Well, that's what I mean is you have to speak more loudly because I can't hear you. I don't have that trouble with my family. They're all a bunch of loudmouths.
Well, yeah, they're all very loud.
So again, I think most of this is just that I truly can't hear you.
I think sometimes it's because you can't hear me. I think other times it's because you're not fully paying attention. And that's okay. Right. You don't have to fully be paying attention to me all the time.
It's
but
become
I do.
Evident I'm not going to win this discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. 4595 said, lower that F blank 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 TV.
Yeah. Well, again, that's because we're deaf. All the husbands are deaf. We get to turn the TV up all the way we can't hear. And I know I've said this, and this is one of those little first world problems that just makes me nuts. But if you're watching, especially like an action movie, the dialogue, low on all the streaming services. Yeah. The action, the gunshots and the car chases, super loud.
You're right.
Makes me crazy. Or they play some rock song, you know, and they do like a shot of the guy driving down the highway. Super loud.
So
then they
loud.
Go back to him having a conversation I can't hear.
Yeah.
So I do think I got a hearing thing going on. Although you're right. Sometimes I'm not paying attention. You're right.
And that's okay. It's fine.
90% of marriage... It's just saying, you're right. I agree. I understand.
Correct.
90% of marriage is just shouting, what, from different rooms. Maybe you've experienced it. Maybe you've witnessed it. How do you fill that in? You fill in that space. I know I've been dumping a lot on the Governor Phil, and rightfully so. There's a new story out this morning. First of all, this is in NorthJersey.com, which primarily covers Bergen County, but I bring it up because they have a screenshot of one of the Jersey Transit buses, which has got the billboard. The boss billboard up there with you and I.
Oh, really?
Which is kind of funny that we happen to be in the story. I mean, you have to zoom in to see it, but because they have a still of a bus going by.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why they chose to do a bus. Well, I guess it's because they're talking about NJ Transit. At gas tax, 2 cents So it means we used to have, I guess, one of the lowest gas taxes in the country, and now it's among the highest, and they're talking about adding 2 cents to the gas tax, which you'll feel every time you go to the pump.
Yeah.
Well, that has nothing to do with the economy, nothing to do with the Fed. This has to do just locally, you know, the passing the cost on to you because they got to pay the extra money, and then you got to pay the extra money. They'll also be adding a fee on to EVs, and then, of course, we've been talking a lot about transit with buses and trains,
yeah.
And then the fees, you know, going
so
over bridges and all that. Yeah,
taxed so, more.
That's
is
right.
What you're saying.
So if it's signed, and Republicans are opposed to it, but Governor Phil says he'll sign it, add 2 cents to the gas tax. But it was just kind of funny because it also references the NJ Transit. They happen to have a still of the bus, and there we are on there.
Cool.
And look for the new billboard soon.
Yeah.
I look even more bloated.
Yeah. Stop it. You don't. The
much like the budget of this governor.
The picture's fine. 2 cents doesn't seem like a lot, but yeah. I guess you're right. When you do 2 cents and if you've got 20 gallons and you're doing this every single week, it can add up.
This is just like the tolls where I say, you know what? If it has to be done, because the roads are bad as they are, and they say that's right. What this is infrastructure. Right. And I thought the federal government gave every state a bunch of infrastructure money. I don't know I don't know who. They're supposed to be doing pothole repair. I can name.
Yeah, see signs for it everywhere.
I can call up the State House right now and give you 6 spots on just the roads around our commute.
They're bad.
Where you get giant freaking potholes.
Huge.
And there's some roads, they patch them up, and then 2 days later, it's already broken up again. You get those big hunks of concrete, you know?
Right. But, well, because they just are patching them up with a little bit of tar.
Yeah, because they do everything on the cheap around here.
Right. You've got one semi-truck that hits that wrong, and the chunk is gone. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, again, like the tolls, I feel like if they got to raise it 2 cents, raise it $1. Let's do that. Let's take a real slap across the face, and then don't touch it again until I'm a grandpa.
No, because you say that, and that'll happen.
Until I die, at least.
And then you get a new governor or someone in there to say, well, that wasn't under my rule, we're not doing that. And then it gets raised again. And so there's just a whole litany of issues.
No, you're absolutely right. Somebody's going to pay for those hair plugs.
That's right.
God, just cannot stand that guy. it's just terrible. Never disliked a person I see on the news ever so much. And it's not even really about I'm against his part. It's like him personally.
You just don't like him.
Just don't like him.
This just has to do with last summer's thing. I think.
Well, that's where it started.
Had he called you back, there would have been a whole different story.
But now everything he does irritates me. You know
whole
how that
whole different story.
Just snowballs.
Mm-hmm.
You see this photo this morning. Kate Middleton allegedly has altered another photo.
What?
Yeah. Remember last week it was a picture of her with the kids, and then she admitted, the palace admitted that it was an edited photo?
Yes.
There's a photo that's been released. Kate Middleton may or may not, allegedly edited this photo. This is from when Queen Elizabeth was still alive with all the royal children.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it has been altered. They were able to tell that the blanket that the Queenie was wearing on her legs, this is from 2022, just before she passed away, does not match the pattern on the couch they're all sitting on. And there's the picture right there.
Oh, okay.
And the picture was posted by the princess's social media account, I guess. And so they're saying allegedly she might have altered another photo. And because she's been so sparse in the public eye, and because there's all the speculation on the health of both her and King Charles, people are wondering what is going on at Buckingham Palace. Well, she's in Kensington Palace, I guess.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird, but you know what? Everybody alters their photos.
Yeah, but it's
everybody
not like she, wait a minute.
Photoshops.
Yes, you're right, but it's not like she's airbrushing, you know, to look thinner or to have no pimples on her face. Why are we airbrushing a picture of Granny and the kids?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something's going on
I
over
don't
there.
Know.
Something's going on. You know what's going to happen? Harry's going to be the king. It's going to happen.
You think?
Yeah. I think
he's not even.
I know.
He's not even royal anymore, right?
I think there's something weird going on. With, I think poor Charles, I think, is dying. I really do. I'm not trying to be funny.
I think
he's in rough shape and they don't want to tell anybody. Mm-hmm. Just like they didn't really let on until the last couple of days what was going on with Elizabeth. And I think there's a sex scandal with William. And that's why we haven't seen her. And maybe she got so sick, she made herself sick. And that's why she was there. And I think at the end of the day, they call in Harry.
Well, what do you think about? Did you see the photo that was released yesterday? They went to some farmer's market. So the future king of England is in a baseball hat and jeans, and she's in leggings.
So she was seen yesterday.
She was seen, allegedly, at a farmer's market.
Well, if there's a picture of it, then it's not a legend.
Well, no, because they Photoshop everything.
Well, that's a good point,
But it just was a weird coincidence that this happened. They're doing something so normal. I mean, the future king of England's in a baseball cap at a farmer's market.
Yeah.
Seems a little fishy.
All of the whole story, like there's just some
something's going on.
I mean, they're weird people, as obviously
they
as
are.
It is. They're all inbred and God knows what. But there's just something.
It just, with all these photoshopping things coming, again, I think everybody, especially, you know, in the public eye, everybody photoshops a little bit. They just do. Nobody is perfect. Nobody looks that perfect in person.
Yeah.
So I get it, but that is strange. Were they not really there with the queen? Were they, like, what is going on there? Was somebody moving? I don't know. If you get caught too many times, it does look like you're covering up something.
So well,
they need to come out and tell us something.
Get them on the New Jersey Transit buses. Talk about some Photoshop needed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
And presented by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new Health and Wellness Center in Marlboro, Lips and IVs. On Instagram, online, lipsandivs.com. Get your appointment today, just like us. Talking marriage today. Maybe you're living it. Maybe you have lived it. You've been part of it. Maybe you've observed it with other people. Maybe your family growing up. 90% of marriage, 90% of two married people is just shouting this from a different room. How do you fill that blank in? 732-774-4444. A lot of texts, a lot of Facebook answers as usual on this too.
7267 said, if you have a minute, can you do me a favor now?
If you have a minute, take care of mama's needs.
0087 said, I just sat down.
Yeah. A lot of these also work with your kids, too.
Yes. Yeah.
And to some degree, your pets.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The dog, the cat, they want that food bowl filled.
Elena said, it's your turn.
Mm.
Scott said, I'm okay.
Honey, do we have a plunger? Where does this go? That's a big one for me, especially we talk a lot about groceries this morning. Yes. You put the groceries away. Where does this go?
Yeah.
Or if I'm unloading, you know, the bane of my existence, the dishwasher. Yeah.
Which needs to be done today, by the way.
I got no problem. I wouldn't mind doing it at all if it was just the dishes, the utensils, and maybe some bowls. But there's these extraneous items that I don't know where they are, what they do, where they came from, or certainly where they go.
I don't know what that means. Like a cutting board? Is that what you mean? What does that mean? They're all kitchen items.
I know
items.
What it is. I don't know where the cutting board goes, but there'll be these little tubes and nozzles to things. I mean, I guess it's from blenders. I don't know what you do. I don't know where they go. And sometimes, you know what I do? I just put them wherever.
I know you do.
And you seem to not, you have no problem with that. So that tells me maybe there isn't a set place that they go. So I'm stressing about where to put them and they have no home.
No, they do, but I just am grateful that you're doing it so I don't say anything. Mm. So it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Where'd this go? Stressful.
Billy said, I don't know. Ask the kid.
Your kid does probably know more than dad. Yeah.
Aaron said, yes, dear.
That's a good answer.
And Pam might be the winner.
Yeah.
Amazon's here.
Ooh.
Amazon's here.
DoorDash is
always
here.
Always. Yep. DoorDash is here.
90% of marriage is just shouting blank from different rooms. Here's a good one. Honey, can you come in the bathroom?
Oh, God. You don't want that.
How do you fill in that blank?
You don't want that
we
one.
We take those answers even after the show, even after hours, if you will. On the Text Connect and on Facebook. Thank you for those today. Oh, here we go.
I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Do I really have to do this?
Yes.
Are you paying me?
No.
You're not even paying me nothing, are you, Chris? Okay, let's do this. I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Noob.
That's right, noob. Just for the record, Red is based in London, so not only are we paying him international transfer fees.
Yeah.
So shut it, Red. It's our Mr. Movie Voice, Red Pepper. Can we go back and hear that one more time? Today's word of the day is...
Noob.
There it is.
Noob.
Now, if you have yesterday's word, call us now. It's our way of saying thank you for being a boss super fan of the big show. 732-774-4444. We'll get you a hot-looking Robbie and Rochelle in a morning tote bag for the next time you go to that new ShopRite in Old Bridge on Route 9. You have a yesterday's word of the day from Red Pepper. We're all just saying amongst ourselves, geez, do we really need to hear the Billy Bush tape again? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, I work with Billy Bush. I don't think I've mentioned that. I've been him a number of times. Yeah. When I was working at the old PLJ in the city, he was doing a pre-recorded thing at like, I don't know, 10 to midnight. He'd do the top celebrity gossip things because he used to be on Access Hollywood. That's where that whole thing happened, right? And he was very nice. But here's my take. He was much like there's a group of celebrities, and they're usually pretty boys with the blonde tips like him that smell like coconut oil. They smell like the old Hollister in the mall. They've got that certain beach smell to them, and Billy Bush was one of those guys.
Coconut oil, huh? Yeah.
So I remember nothing else about meeting him other than, hey man, and he smelled like coconut oil.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Nick kind of smells like a train conductor. He smells like grease sometimes. And oil.
You know, it's crazy how far we've come as a society. I remember when a comment by somebody I was supporting you know, 15 years ago, I've got a binder full of women him in and his political career. Yep. But now you can just say or do anything, and it's obscene.
No,
absolutely.
It's not anybody. It's just one certain orange person.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
If I went on the air and said what he said, I'd be screwed.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense to me.
You know what I can get away with? Hey, Nick, you got a really nice tuchus, I got to tell you.
That's weird.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so nice.
See what I mean? It's fine. Wow. This is how friends speak to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And he really does, normal. And I'm mad about it because I mentioned he was on vacation last week, and he posts all these pictures at the beach, and he's looking like a supermodel. If I posted that, people would think that there was something wrong with me. You know what I mean? Be like, is that jaundice? What is wrong with him? You know? But Nick just, I don't know, he doesn't even use a ring light. He just looks like a model, and frankly, it irritates me. Okay?
Hey, I still got like 5 pounds to lose, but thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, look, we got some sunshine out there today. A beautiful looking day. It's just going to feel kind of chilly. We got temperatures that are only going to be topping out in the middle 40s. And when you factor in the wind, even some upper 30s for real field temperatures out there today. Tomorrow is the first full day of spring since the equinox happens at 11:06 tonight. So I think your free ice cream should be tomorrow. But Robbie, if you're still having a bad day, go get your cone after work, by all means. We're looking at a storm coming our way for the weekend. Now, I'm a little concerned about this one because we have the full moon on the 24th. And if it's a quick moving storm, there's really not a whole lot to worry about. There will still be tidal flooding. There will still probably be an inch of rain or so, poor drainage flooding, all that kind of stuff. But the European model is just honing in on this idea that it slows down to a point where it continues to impact us into early next week. If that's the case, we're looking at moderate tidal flooding. So I'm not sold on that idea just yet, but I want to give you an early heads up that we are looking at that possibility down the road. And we'll obviously update you through the rest of the week. So stay tuned on that.
I don't think I get to have my cone now because Rochelle DoorDashed me a little piece of pound cake and an espresso to try and perk me up, buttercup a little bit.
I also got your chocolate covered espresso beans over there.
Yeah, I do. Actually, it did work. I feel a little better now.
Sometimes you just need a little pop of sugar and you're ready to go.
There he is, the European model himself, Nor'easter Nick.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, buddy. Our Mr. Movie Voice, Red Pepper, the word of the day from yesterday. Let's see if we get a winner here for a Big Show superfan.
I got the word of the day.
Yes, sir.
Cattywampus.
It was Cattywampus yesterday. That's right. Yes, nice job. Nice. What's your name, sir?
I'm Dino from Red Bank.
Dino, thank you for listening. We appreciate it for being a super fan. We got a Robbie and Rochelle Morning tote bag for you, so enjoy your next trip to the store on us, okay? Well, I mean, enjoy the bag
on us.
Thank
you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And hopefully people know tomorrow's word at 8:20. We will ask them to call in. We're super fans. This is Red Pepper's word of the day. 8:20 every morning. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning for Dr. Anthony Lombardi, who brings you your He Said, She Said every single day. Yep, his new health and wellness center now open in Marlboro. And I'm proud to tell you that I am down 19 pounds, although I'm feeling a little bloated. I mentioned I was foggy. I feel a little bloated today, so I'm worried I'm up. But we'll see what happens.
You got to drink more water. That's what they tell us. You need to make sure you drink lots of water.
We go see Meredith on Thursday for my weigh-in, so I think she's going to be mad at me and say I needed to drink some more water if I'm up a couple of pounds. But listen, that's part of the process.
It is.
If you need to lose a lot of weight like I do, I'm on the shots for the semi-glutide as a way to help. And it really does make a difference. It does help curb your appetite. Mm-hmm. When you do eat, you feel fuller faster. And so the pounds do slowly but surely start to come off, no doubt about it. And that's just one of the ways that he helps you with health and wellness. Dr. Lombardi does there at the new Lips and IVs as I'm taking those treatments there and also get the nutrition plan. And it works on vitamins and hormone supplementation. I'm taking the B12. I forgot to take those yesterday, too. So I'm a bad patient. But
no, you are. But that is a big part of this program is the accountability portion. Because a lot of these programs, they'll just send you the semaglutide in the mail, or they'll hand it to you a month's worth and they'll say, okay, we'll see you back in a month, or we'll give you another month's supply. They do not do that. They want you to come in every week so that they're holding you accountable. I will tell you, I am also doing it. And as of this morning, and I grant you, my scale might be a little bit different. I'm down 12 pounds.
That's great.
I mean, and I don't necessarily have as much to lose. And if you don't have as much to lose, they have other programs for you. The semi-glutide is if you have 20 pounds or more to lose. But maybe you're just looking for that spring break vacation. You've got 5-10 pounds. They have a program for you.
Yeah.
Also, the IV treatments, it's that time of year. The spring is coming. The allergies, you need those vitamins to pump through you. Or maybe it's almost wedding season. You're looking to get that facial, get your injections, get your Botox, anything you need. Lips and IVs.
Hollywood Anthony, he is the number one injectionist across the great Garden State. You know that. That goes without saying almost from the Botox and fillers. But it's everything for health and wellness. It's the new Lips and IVs in Marlboro. They're right on South Main Street. Make your appointment today if you haven't done it yet. Come on. What are you waiting for? 732-838-9449. That's 732-838-9449. You'll feel better after a treatment. There's no doubt about that. You check out their success stories on their Instagram page or on the website.
Lipsandivs.com.
Jimmy, the little thing in the hole.
Never hear the end.
Speaking of which, you have friends on the Text Connect asking about your moist muffins, huh?
That's not necessary.
You're a thirst trap, girl. Look at you.
It's gross.
All right, back for the Wednesday show, bright and early tomorrow, 6 a.m. Pre-coffee thoughts, fast five birthdays, horrible scopes. We'll go to the Celebrity Hotline talking to very funny comedian Lenny Clark. He's got that new NBC show with John Cryer, you know, the guy from 2.5 Men.
Oh, yeah.
I've had Lenny on before, very funny guy, so we'll get him on. He's a big Red Sox fan like me.
Oh.
John Fogerty tickets with the mystery oldie of the day at 7:10. He said.
She said.
At 7:50 and more.